keep yourself in the loop of everything football. Listen to Alex and Jeremiah on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Hello there, I'm Jeremiah.
I am Alex, always and forever here.
Dedicated to college and NFL football. The latest football news on and off the field. NFL draft trade rumors. We've got you covered from the NFL, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, and everything else in between. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, where we talk the latest news, rumors, and games of the NFL and college football, from the latest signings to this year's breakout stars and all the news in between. As always, I'm Jeremiah.
And I am Alex. Hello.
Hello, man. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. How was yours?
It was okay. You know, I went to San Francisco for a day, and it was not bad.
What'd you do?
Just chill. You know, yeah, hung out. Yeah, man, beautiful city, man. Beautiful city. But, man, I hate driving there. I hate driving to and from there and driving inside, but I like being there because it's such a beautiful city. And it was so cool. It was like 60 degrees there. It was like,
yeah, that's San Francisco for you, man.
I know, man. I love it.
But yeah, I've gone a few times this year already. It's really enjoyable. I like San Francisco.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, man, I like the weather there a lot better than the weather we're enduring right now in Sacramento.
Not to mention where you're from in
in the Fresno area. Fresno. Also, it is. I don't know.
I imagine it's probably pretty hot.
Oh, excuse yeah. Me. But anyways, we got an action-packed show for you guys today to start off the week. We're here to get you through the workday, commuting to and from work, if that's what you guys are doing.
That's what you're into.
Yeah, if that's what you're into. Or you just plan on chilling, working out. We're here to get you through the day. Well, anyways, we're going to have several topics, including Ryan Fitzpatrick finally getting a deal done with the New York Jets.
Finally.
And then, of course, we're going to go back to the news on Nick Foles that we briefly talked about in our last episode and our Mountain West Conference episode. And, of course, we're going to get into some news out of the Bay Area regarding Raiders defensive and / outside linebacker Alden Smith and what Reggie McKenzie said about Alden Smith. And, of course, we're going to end on some news out of the AFC North regarding Bengals tight end Tyler Eifert. So, you want to get this show started, Alex?
I do. All right, so Ryan Fitzpatrick, I talked about this last week on the sports show. For those of you who might listen to both, Jeremiah does. He loves it so much. The Ryan Fitzpatrick saga has finally ended. Ryan Fitzpatrick has signed a one-year deal to stay in New York. The contract is worth $12 million, but the quarterback has a chance to make $3 million more based on team's performance. Honestly, after this whole holdout, I was a little disappointed to see $12 million.
I know, really? This is what you hold it out for?
Yeah,
Ryan?
Like, this is what you held out for is $12 million. Like, I mean, honestly, we thought he would get around this anyway, but I don't know if it was just like he gave up.
I remember the original offer, the New York Jets offered to Ryan Fitzpatrick, I believe, is a multi-year deal with the
two or three-year
deal. I think it was $60 million. If I'm wrong,
$16 million
per year, or was it $12 million per year?
Yeah,
I don't remember
13
the
or something.
It was around that, the 12 to the 16 range, and which I thought was a really reasonable offer for Fitzpatrick to sign, but yet again, he only got 1 year and $12 million out of it, with $3 million. Dollar bonus.
It's interesting too. It says even under a 1 year deal, they say that it's not like the Jets even broke the bank. He's going to earn significantly less than the average salary of Tannehill, Dalton, Kaepernick.
Yes,
and 21 quarterbacks.
One of those quarterbacks is not even the starter on his team. As far as we know, and of course I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers. So yeah, man, I do like the deal from the New York Jets perspective because they're getting Ryan Fitzpatrick back for a reasonable price. They're getting stability back. The receivers there, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, are happy to have him back after having such an incredible year for both guys, honestly surpassing 1,000 yards receiving. And The $12 million deal for Fitzpatrick, it puts him in the same value between starter and backup. But if he happens to replicate that same success he had last year, I don't see any reason why any team won't give him an even bigger offer in the offseason. But he has to prove himself that it's just not a one-year deal.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much like we said, what he's bringing back to the table is roughly 31 touchdowns and almost 4,000 yards passing. You know, it's career highs for the Jets, franchise highs for the Jets, excuse me, and a career high for Fitzpatrick. I don't know. I think his best move is to stay in New York.
I agree with you, especially with the talent he has there.
Yeah, you have good, solid defense. You have a good offensive talent on the side of the ball, and he's proven that when he's with Chan Gailey, he plays well. He's with Chan Gailey when he was, when he was in Buffalo at times. You know, he plays well under Chan Gailey's system. You know what I mean? He's not the strongest arm quarterback. He's not the – I mean, he might be the smartest. The dude is insanely smart, having gone to Harvard. But you know, he doesn't have the strongest arm, and that's not a knock on him. Obviously, he's a very strong arm if he's a quarterback in the NFL. But you know, he doesn't have the strongest arm. He's not the most accurate, even though there was times last year I saw him throw the football, and I was like, wow, I did not know he was that accurate. But – I think it's best for him to stay in New York, personally.
Not only that, I think it's best for New York Jets to have him stay in New York because they don't have to play Geno Smith now, which I think is a big win, even though they got Christian Hackenberg there. Who knows? He might be the quarterback of the future. We don't know yet.
They plan on it as far as we know.
But getting back to Hackenberg, do you think that's a reason why Ryan Fitzpatrick won't be there long-term? Because the Jets don't see Fitzpatrick as a long-term franchise quarterback there.
Yeah, I think it's an age thing. I think, yes, definitely Hackenberg is the future of the franchise, that, you know, in terms of drafting him where they did and, you know, going with that, you know, approach. I think, yeah, he's the guy in the future. So it sucks to say, too, because I was looking at it. I highly don't think, and this is I'm really struggling to say, I do not think that they're going to keep four quarterbacks on their roster. Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, Bryce Petty's going to be the odd man out.
As of right now.
I talked about it on my last show last week. And, yeah, he's a smart guy from Baylor. But he said even coming into the league last year, you know, there's times they didn't even have to identify a middle linebacker in that offense. It was just he had the play, you know, design, and it was, you know, he was throwing it that way. And so he's always been a step behind, and I don't think he has any issue probably learning these offenses, but he's going to be a step behind no matter what. Even Geno, in a sense, had, you know, catch and throw offenses in with West Virginia, but he's, you know, he's a higher pick. He's the only quarterback on the roster with any NFL experience, games experience, excluding Fitzpatrick now. So I would be hard-pressed to see them release him all of a sudden. I'm thinking they'll keep him and Hackenberg and really keep grooming Hackenberg to be the guy.
So you're saying they're keeping Geno Smith and Hackenberg?
Yes.
Bryce Petty, unfortunately, probably is going to go somewhere. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Bryce Petty is probably going to be the odd man out, especially when, you know, the roster cuts come into play soon, in a couple of weeks in preseason.
And it's only because of the fact, like I said, Geno is the only one that has any game experience, and they're not going to cut Hackenberg.
No, obviously. You can't after drafting him.
No, there's literally zero chance. If there could be a negative chance, there would
be. Yeah, you can't. You can't even do it. Even if you wanted to.
Wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
He's a second-round pick?
No, you can't do that. That's practically a wasted first-rounder in a sense.
Yeah, your first two-round picks are the ones you really need to pan out.
Because those are second-round picks. They are starters nowadays, especially going into the rookie season.
Oh yeah, you look at first through third as guys that should be able to come in and produce, you know, and then you get lucky when they, you know, lower, like guys like Antonio Brown who were drafted in the sixth round, or Brady, you know, guys like that that then instant, you know, produce from such a low draft point, or even undrafted guys like Arian Foster, you know, new Dolphin, don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. I talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we both did.
Yeah, okay.
All right, excuse me.
But getting back to Geno Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick is probably the worst thing that happened to him.
No, dude. That guy that punched him in the face last year.
Well, okay, last year. That was,
he was going to be the starter.
Yeah, okay. That too. Well, lucky for the Jets, no one's punching anybody this offseason. As of right now, we don't know. But, yeah, Geno Smith He was the first on the depth chart, and now he's possibly going to be the number three on the depth chart. Of course, I'm talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, probably going to be the starter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Hackenberg, I think he might be the backup. I think he will be.
I think it'll be Geno.
You think so?
Because usually, I think what it's going to be is it's going to be.
Well, they are competing. Fitzpatrick. They are competing for that spot.
But
right
again,
now.
The NFL experience, yeah. The game experience, having Geno backup because your third quarterback oftentimes is inactive.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if Hackenberg performs well in the preseason, he's going to win the backup role. He is going to win it.
I don't see it happening. I don't see well, no matter how well he plays.
If he performs well.
No matter how well he plays, unless Geno just goes out there and has a 0 to 10 interception ratio and just looks horrible or like demands a trade or something,
I think he'll be the backup. I think Geno Smith might perform so absurd in the preseason that it could happen. That's why I'm saying. That's my prediction right now.
I don't know, Geno, man. I can't buy it.
I don't know. As of right now, that's what I'm going to stick to. But we can both agree that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starter as of right now.
Oh, he's been named starter. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I want to get back to the stalemate, quote-unquote stalemate, that both sides have had.
Uh-huh.
So the Jets imposed a 7 p.m. Eastern deadline for Ryan Fitzpatrick to sign a new deal last week. And, of course, Ryan Fitzpatrick showed up right on time at 7 p.m.
Actually, apparently it was a minute late.
Oh, so it's 7:01.
Apparently it was a minute late, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was awfully nice of the Jets to do that.
You know they were. It's not they're like no.
No.
No, we're going with Geno. You get out.
Did you come in Mutombo? He's like no.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like nope, get out. You're a minute late.
that would have been so funny. You'd be like, oh, 7:01. Nope, get out. You're no longer.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I'm kidding, but yeah, it was just he showed up exactly on time too. So
pretty much, yeah. Which is it's a plus for him.
You know, it's a plus for him. But, yeah, this is a good deal for the New York Jets getting their quarterback, especially with the talent that they have. And remember, this team went 10-6 last year under Todd Bowles.
Bowles, yeah.
Yeah, Bowles. Couldn't say the S in his name. I don't know why. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Get a big old bowls of cereal.
Bowls of cereal, yeah.
Well, we have another quarterback to talk about, but we're going to take a first break because we like to do that here at the Golden State.
Yeah, we like to Ryan Seacrest, you guys.
Always.
Yeah.
So we'll take our first break, and we will be right back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. And before we get into Nick Foles, a little bit of fun, little news I wanted to tell you about is D'Angelo Williams got married. I don't know if you knew he got married. I'm not sure exactly when he got married, if it was recent or not. But do you know what the theme of his wedding was?
Was it like a superhero theme? Or was it
nope.
A, can you give me a hint?
It's a very popular television show, currently.
Currently, is it Game of Thrones?
No.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Oh yes, Walking Dead. Yes,
yeah.
All right.
The groomsmen and the bridesmaids like had the makeup on and stuff and zombie fight and all that stuff. It's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, it is pretty funny. They went all out for that too. If you look at those photos.
Yeah, I love me some D'Angelo Williams, man.
He's great last year, stepping in place for the Pittsburgh Steelers after Le'Veon Bell got injured.
The suspension, and we'll see how that goes this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on to news that came out last week. Now, right at the end of our Mountain West preview.
Yeah, we had to break it. We had to break it. The preview show up a little bit.
Right at the end there.
Yeah.
So the LA Rams have released Nick Foles at his request. He did a request to be released. They tried to trade him, which was unsuccessful. I talked about this on my last show. I always find it funny teams that try to trade a player that people know they're going to release. So it's like, okay, well, why not just wait till you release him? You know, like if I'm like, say I'm the New York Giants and I really wanted Nick Foles and I know you're going to release him, why would I even try to trade you somebody?
Yeah, it's really.
You know, why would I trade you somebody really you want and not just drop, you know, just cut some player that's like a fifth left tackle or something on the, you know what I mean, to make room? Like, well, I always laugh at that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they would be a bad move, honestly, yeah. if come on. Like, how,
it's like when Menzel, people are trying
get,
to trade
yeah,
Menzel.
What are you going to give up for Nick Foles? Like, what are you going to give up for him?
It's not even necessarily that. It's just everybody knew he was going to get released.
Like,
so
if you knew everyone, well, if you knew Nick Foles was going to get released,
yeah,
don't waste your time giving up something for him.
That's exactly
Nick
what I'm
Foles,
saying,
yeah.
But Foles skipped the Rams offseason workouts. Obviously, he was unhappy that the team used its number one overall pick on Jared Goff, not to mention that they used a first-round tender on Case Keenum, who he was benched for in favor of. After nine games, he threw seven touchdowns to six interceptions. He fumbled the ball five times, and he had a record of 4-5. So not the best year for him by any means.
For Nick Foles.
Yes, Nick Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles was just absurdly terrible last year. He looked like he couldn't even throw a football.
And that's insane because he has a great arm.
No, he does, yeah.
This is the Nick Foles that threw seven touchdowns. And not to say it's anything less of an achievement because it was against the Raiders when they were still getting better when, you know, but, you know, it was against the Raiders. But, he threw seven touchdowns.
This is before the players they have on that team now. Like, Derek Carr wasn't there. Khalil Mack wasn't
there. Yeah,
it was
his last year with the Eagles.
Yeah.
I think. Or his first year starting. It was, he took over for an injured Vic, I think.
He did. I think it was. Yes. You know what? I think you might be correct. Emphasis on the word might. But yeah, going back to Nick Foles here, remember when the Rams acquired Nick Foles in the Sam Bradford deal that sent Bradford to the Philadelphia Eagles? Even team owner Les Snead said that the trade was too much of a risk. He knew it wasn't going to work out. And yet again, they were picking number one this past April. But, of course, they got Jared Goff, who is...
Yeah, they got some pieces.
They got some pieces to go now. Mm-hmm. And they have a pretty solid defense. So, since they have the quarterback that looks like he can, you know, compete at the next level,
yeah,
then I think they're in good shape going forward. But, yeah, man, Nick Foles, he just had to go, man.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, he agreed to a reduction in guaranteed money the Rams owed him in 2016 in exchange for being released. And having the opportunity to sign with a team of his choice. Obviously, being a free agent, you can choose who you want to sign with. And then Jeff Fisher, real quick, also said in a statement that they have been in contact with Nick and his representation throughout the whole offseason, and we feel that this is the best decision for all parties involved. We appreciate the contributions that Nick has made to our organization in his time as a Ram, and we wish him the best of luck in his future endeavors. Yeah. So clearly it was a mutual move by both teams.
Yeah, it was. I think it was best for both teams to move on. And Foles, he struggled to replicate his 2013 success.
Yeah, not to mention right before he got traded, he signed an extension for 2 years, $24.5 million that guaranteed $13.8 million. So the Rams were on the hook for a lot of money for a guy that obviously wasn't going to start, let alone maybe be the backup.
Maybe even be third string. Who knows? You never know. But
that's
anyways,
what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, going back to Nick Foles' 2013 year, which was his breakout year and his best year so far. Remember, he threw 27 touchdowns and just two interceptions in Chip Kelly's offense. He's probably the most successful quarterback.
Yeah, which is insane because that's
in the Chip Kelly offense.
Yeah, it's predicated by being a mobile guy and getting outside the pocket, and he did that, but he is slower than dirt. Like, I remember I watched him on a quarterback run one time, and I was like, oh, my God. This guy is running backwards.
He's slower than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Hey, Peyton got some moves.
He did.
You remember a couple years ago, I think it was his first year at the Broncos, and he had that naked boot against the Cowboys on the goal line.
Are you sure against? Oh,
yeah,
he had
on
one.
Line.
Yeah,
I remember
that
the
one
with the Colts against the Raiders. He took
for
50.
Yeah, I know. I remember the one against the Raiders.
That's
right.
That's when he took for like 50 yards.
He ran for like 15, but it took him like 5 minutes to get that 15.
It was a naked boot. He ran like 50 yards. So he got far down the field.
Oh,
he got caught by like a D-line.
It looked like it was 15 by the way he was running. Yeah. But anyways, going back to
I got one more.
Oh.
This reminds me of Eli Manning.
Oh.
And I watched, do you watch those America's games for the Super Bowl champions?
Yeah.
So I would say before we get continuing, I don't want to mean to stall so long, but I call that Eli Manning speed. The first, the 07 America's game, it was Eli, Tom Coughlin, and Michael Strahan, the ones that did the talking on the show, you know, in individual interviews. And they were playing a game in London. I forget who they're playing, like the Buccaneers or something. And he said that Eli had a scramble touchdown. He goes, so I'm watching the play, you know, and Eli runs, and I'm like, okay, well, he's going to get tackled. So I walk over to the table, and I grab a water, you know, and I take a long drink of water, put the cup down, look over, and Eli's still running. And I'm like, what the? I look back. Okay, and I put the cup down and take another drink of water, put it down. I look over, and Eli is still running. He's like, it must have took him 15 seconds so to run that ball in.
This is Michael Strahan talking, right?
Yeah, Michael Strahan's a funny guy. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. he's quite the personality.
I don't mean to stall so long, but going back to Michael Strahan, I was watching that show he hosts, that game show on ABC. I think it's called a $100,000 Pyramid.
$100,000 pyramid.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. I caught it for the first time.
I haven't watched it. But
I caught it for the first time last night, and it's pretty good. I like it. I'm a huge game show guy. But anyways, going back to Nick Foles.
I like a good game show.
Yeah, going back to Nick Foles here. Yeah, his previous coach in Philadelphia, Chip Kelly, who is now with the San Francisco 49ers, Chip Kelly said he's not interested in bringing Nick Foles to the Bay Area, as, of course, the quarterback situation there is messy with Blaine Gabbert and Colin Kaepernick.
And Driscoll,
who, possibly, I mean, yeah.
If those guys just go at it and it's so dead, he just is like, no, give the job to Driscoll. Give it to Driscoll.
Can you imagine that? Dude,
apparently, he's pretty athletic. Honestly, I didn't know Driscoll was so athletic.
If Driscoll ends up, like, which is hypothetically said, if Jeff Driscoll happens to win the quarterback competition, dude, Colin Kaepernick is going to want his release.
Kaepernick's going to want his just everything. He's going to want to leave. He's going to LeGarrette Blunt it and just walk off the field.
Yeah.
He's going to be done.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, Nick Foles, there's no chance that he will go to San Francisco. But
yeah, you have some teams for me, right?
But yeah, I do have a couple of teams who I think will show interest.
Real quick, the one big one that everybody's always said, and I'm not going to say you did or anything, but the Broncos have already said they don't plan on it whatsoever.
Yes, and
I have one team I have an idea for, so if you say it, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, the teams I have here,
okay,
one is the Cowboys.
Yes, that's the team I have, because they have Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is very much coming from a scheme that was catch and throw. And Kellen Moore, as much as I like that dude, like I think Kellen Moore,
he doesn't have any elite arm strength.
And his accuracy is up and down. So
and if he's you a think little bit smaller.
He is smaller. So if you think Romo goes down again, do you want your team to run through Kellen Moore? Do you want maybe a more established guy like Foles, who even knows the division too?
And you have some talent there in Dallas too, also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you can get Dez Bryant the ball, Jason Witten the ball, Gavin Escobar the ball, Williams the other receiver.
And you got Ezekiel Elliott
and
there
you got
now,
Ezekiel Elliott,
despite
yeah.
what he's and going that offensive through right line. Now. Despite what Ezekiel
exactly.
is going through right
yeah,
now.
That's really the only team I really thought about, because you have more of an established quarterback as a backup who even, like I said, knows the division.
Okay, so. Well, anyways, going back to my teams.
Who else you got? Because I really haven't thought about
it. I think the Kansas City Chiefs can be a fit, because you remember, Andy Reid did draft Nick Foles.
Yeah.
So I think he can be a valuable backup to Alex Smith there.
Well, they also have Andy. No, not Andy. What was Murray's name from?
Andy Murray?
No, not like the tennis player, no. They have Murray from. You know, you keep talking. They also have Kevin Hogan. No promises there, but I'm just saying they do have him.
And I like Kevin Hogan. He was a great quarterback at Stanford. But anyways, going back to these teams. Going back to these teams, I think that can possibly take a look at Nick Foles. Of course, I already said the Dallas Cowboys. Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
I have the Indianapolis Colts.
They are in the neighborhood for a new backup.
I think he will be a valuable backup.
Did they get drafted in the same draft?
Luck was drafted in 2012. And Nick Foles got drafted 2011
or 12. One of them.
You might want to look that up.
Yeah, I'll look
talking.
It up for All you.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I see Nick Foles as a possible fit for the Indianapolis Colts because – of course, we know what happened with the Andrew Luck.
2012.
So they got drafted the same year.
Yeah. Because I remember I liked him out of college a lot.
Yeah, I did too. I liked him. I like Nick Foles coming out of Arizona. Yeah.
Pac-12.
Pac-12. Ooh. Love me some Pac-12, man.
All right. Well, so the Colts, they are in.
Yeah, they're in the market.
For a backup.
I think they're in the market.
Hasselbeck retired. Whitehurst isn't on the team no more.
And
I don't even know who their backup
Andrew
is.
Andrew Luck got hurt last season. And you know how that went. Yeah. You know how that went. How bad this team performed when he was on the field. And I got one more. Actually, no, two more. I'm sorry. I can see the Cleveland Browns possibly taking the shot at him. I know they got RG3, Cody Kessler there, but...
And McCown still.
But you don't know what these quarterbacks have, and I think Hugh Jackson is a good fit for Nick Foles.
Okay.
So you don't know. I think maybe he can possibly get in there during training camp, possibly compete for a job there.
So currently the Colts have Andrew Luck, Stephen Morris, and Scott Tolzien on their roster.
Yeah, so that's definitely as of right now, that's probably the most perfect fit.
That or the Cowboys, I would say.
Yeah. And
because you could then
my last team
get Dak
that
down.
I think that could be a good fit for Nick Foles. You can agree or disagree with me.
I can agree or disagree.
Yeah, you okay. can. Yeah, and you can tell me why you agree or disagree after I say this.
Okay,
but I think the Steelers can possibly be a good team for Nick Foles to go to.
I would not disagree with that. That's something I haven't thought about as a fan. You know what? I wanted Nick Foles to be drafted by the Steelers in 2012. Landry Jones is coming into his last year of his rookie deal. He had flashes last year, but I don't think it's anything that's proven to him that they can be the guy if Ben had like a career-ending injury or if he all of a sudden retired. Knock on wood, God forbid. Bruce Gutkowski is nearing, you know, he's up there in age, obviously.
I think Nick Foles is a good fit for the Steelers.
I wouldn't mind that at all. He's got a strong arm. You know, he's got a strong arm. It's not an offense entirely predicated on accuracy.
He has more talent than the backups on the team.
Yeah, Gronkowski has shown me that he's very serviceable as a backup. Landry, again, has flashed, but like in that one game he started against the Chiefs, it was very up and down. Excuse me. I at least know that Foles can produce as a starter. And again, like I said, I wanted Foles to be drafted by the Steelers back in 2012.
And of course, you know, Big Ben, he has battle injuries.
Oh, every year. He's only played a total of 16 games, I think, three times in his entire career.
So I think that's a third best fit for him. So I got the Cowboys, I got the Colts, and the Steelers. Those are my three teams that fit Nick Foles. I almost said Andrew Luck. I don't know why. Nick Foles, like, the best. So.
I literally haven't even thought about that, and I'm happy that you mentioned that.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm here for you, man.
Wow, man.
I'm always here for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta have some time to think about this. We're going to take our last break here, and I'm gonna think about this awesome idea. And we'll be back to talk about two relatively quick stories for the most part. So we'll be back in a moment here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. And for our last bit of news today is
two news.
Double header for you guys up there to win the day.
Whoa.
To start off, we're going to talk about some news regarding Oakland Raiders. The defensive
linebacker, defensive end.
Defensive end, outside linebacker, Alden Smith.
Rusher.
Okay. Oakland Raiders pass rusher, Alden Smith. Of course, he is suspended for a year due to the NFL's drug policy. He has entered a treatment facility, a.k.a. rehab facility, after, of course, days after video of him surfaced online on Periscope.
Apparently of him.
Well,
don't forget that
on the video on Periscope, the man is not identified. You can't see the man's face.
I mean,
face.
It's more than likely.
And the woman, there's a woman and talking. You briefly see the woman in there, but the man on the video, you obviously can't see him. But it sounds like Alden Smith, as some people say. And of course, at the end,
you can see his hands.
You can see his hand, and of course, at the end, the man says, "Man, at least I didn't put Alden Smith," which kind of pretty much gave it away. But yeah, anyways, as of right now, we still don't know if that's actually him on the video. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not for sure. I mean, it's
But him. I think it is him because he kind of, come on, you can't really, come on, Alden. If you're gonna do something like that, at least don't say your name. Because the video on Periscope that surfaced online, it wasn't under his name. It was under I forgot the name of the profile.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, throughout the video, the man was saying, man, no one's seeing this. We don't got no followers. Whatever. But I would go on and on, quote the video, but I bothered.
I hate it.
I know you do.
I hate it. It sounds so, like, ignorantly dumb.
Where the ashtray at?
I'm sorry. There you go again.
I'm sorry. But yeah, going back to Alden Smith here, the Raiders general manager, Reggie McKenzie, said he fully supports Alden Smith and he will not give up on him. This is, quote, we're going to support Alden from the standpoint of the person, whether he comes back to us or not. It has no bearing. We told him from day one we care more about you than the player. So whatever he does to ensure his health, we're going to stand behind him, end quote. So coming from Reggie McKenzie, the Raiders general manager, it looks like Alden Smith is in good hands in a way, because
they
care about him as the player, as a person instead of the player. Because, you know, we see things from Johnny Manziel, how his offseason has been.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he goes to the it's like a 24-hour party for Johnny Manziel, and it seems like the Browns pretty much gave up on him because it looks like Johnny Manziel didn't really, it looks like he didn't care about football that much. It looks like Alden Smith actually still cares about football, but he just can't stay out of trouble. Just cannot stay out of trouble, Alex.
Not whatsoever.
Yeah, like, he just can't. I just don't know what it is. I just don't get it. Like, you got, if you're the Raiders, you gotta be holding on to Alden Smith on a thread right now, because he has a lot of talent. A lot of talent. He has a lot more talent than some players that are suspended. Like, let's say, like, Rolando McClain, for instance. He's suspended for 10 games. Alden Smith has more talent than Rolando McClain.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, by far. You see what he did for the San Francisco 49ers in the first couple of years. Of course, Justin Smith did help him out a lot.
Oh, yeah, man. He just pulled dudes over and opened up. Yeah,
of course, that helped Alden Smith be successful in his first couple of seasons. But
those twist blitzes were something else.
Yeah, they were something. But, you know, he was a pretty valuable asset to the Raiders when he was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he,
I know, first game back from being hurt, or second game back from being hurt, he re-hurt Ben Roethlisberger's ankle.
Oh, man.
He rolled up on the back of it, and it bruised or strained his arch of his foot. I was so pissed.
So no wonder why you hate Alden Smith so much.
I hate him because I can't say I hate him. I've never met him. I dislike him because if this is him, it's just ignorant. You know what I mean? It's just stupid.
I did meet Alden Smith, actually, a couple years ago in San Jose.
Yeah?
When he was with the 49ers. Yeah, he was there.
You're excited about that.
I was. Well, this is before he started doing all the shenanigans.
Yeah, and the weird thing was, too, it's not even like it's drugs with him. It was just weird stuff, like the airport thing.
Oh, yes, the airport thing that happened a couple years ago. And, of course, the Niners did cut Alden Smith last year because of the DUI that he had last August, this time last year, actually, and they cut him right before the season.
Yeah, just about this time last year.
And of course, this video that's allegedly Alden Smith.
I mean, I don't know how it can be, but yes. Well,
he kind of pretty much gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I just don't know what it is with Alden Smith. He just can't stay out of trouble, and I just don't know what it is, man. I do not know how.
What it is.
Huh?
I said, what it is.
I just don't know how. What to say about Alden Smith? He's had so many opportunities, and yet again, the Oakland Raiders are not giving up on him.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's nice to see at least that somebody cares.
But before we move on to our last story,
you're lucky. I was about to move on.
I know. I did. I saw it. I saw it in your face.
Saw my eyes.
I did meet Alden Smith in San Jose a couple years ago, at some fundraiser, which was, I think, down the street from the hotel I was staying at in downtown San Jose. So, yeah, it was cool to meet him. I got pictures of him. It's on my Instagram. You can probably look at it later, Alex, whatever. But
maybe.
Yeah, it was cool. He had his eyes closed, though, and I was like, really, Alden?
It's because he's probably high.
Really?
All right, moving on. All right. So going from somebody who you're very familiar with to somebody that I am very familiar with as a Steeler and AFC North fan is Tyler Eifert, tied in for the Cincinnati Bengals, made his first trip to the Pro Bowl this past year. He won't go ever again.
Yes.
On Friday, the Bengals tight end revealed that he will never again accept a Pro Bowl roster spot. He says it's just not worth it. If you remember, his reluctance stems from an ankle injury he suffered during the fourth quarter of the game. The injury occurred way back in January, but it could have prevented him from or it still can prevent him from taking the field during the first couple weeks of the regular season. So, I mean, understandable. What do you think about this?
Well, I understand where Eifert's coming from, you know, especially not wanting to play in the Pro Bowl game because he got hurt during the game and he's going to miss a couple of games that actually count and matter for the team that he plays for. That's the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised by that because you know, going back to the Pro Bowl, it's known as like a 50% resistance game.
There's not a lot of defensive effort.
There's not a lot of defensive effort. Yeah. There's a lot of big offensive plays that happen.
It's because they don't care.
I know, they don't care. So going back to Tyler Eifert not wanting to play in the Pro Bowl again, do you think other players might not want to do that starting now?
I mean, you see it every year, guys are tired.
Eifert said he's not going to accept the invitation to the Pro Bowl ever again. Mm-hmm. Even if he does happen to have like a double-digit touchdown season like he did last year.
Yeah, 13 of them.
13, yeah.
That's topped of any tight end. Second to only two receivers in total reception touchdowns overall with Brandon Marshall and Allen Robinson at 14.
Yes. Boom. Good years from those guys.
Stats.
Yep.
I like stats. Guy. I know you some do. Stats.
I know you like stats.
Yeah, he caught 52 passes for 615 yards and then, as we said, the 13 touchdowns. I mean, he had a great year, and deservingly so of a Pro Bowl. I can absolutely see this being more of a constant thing with guys not attending because they don't want to get injured. I mean, you see it already with guys that are like, no, it's been a long season, I don't want to go. Or the guys, like a lot of the Patriots last year didn't go because it was the week after they lost the AFC Championship game. They're like, man, I haven't had a break. I don't want to go to Hawaii and do this now. You know, I want to
unless
see
you're maybe. A rookie.
Some rookies love you're it. A rookie, yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. It's disappointing because I'd like the Pro Bowl and I do want the Pro Bowl to get better, but it's just kind of
there's more
reasons
doesn't.
As to why to get rid of it than anything. Aaron Rodgers, that is, if you guys don't know who Rodgers is, was even vocal a couple years ago about getting rid of the game overall, like 100%, eliminating it if players weren't going to give their full effort during the game, which is going to meet, you know, people that agree and disagree right there in general because, you know, then you can get hurt, or if you don't give effort, then it's a boring game.
Yeah, and Tyler Eifert, he got hurt practically in a meaningless game.
And he wasn't even doing anything. It wasn't a tackle or anything. He put his foot down, and I guess the way he stepped, you know, I've done this before with my ankle, the way his foot hit the turf, it just, like, just got it. It just entered it.
But it looks like the Pro Bowl is not going to go away anytime soon because, like we previously talked about in a couple of episodes, they're moving to Orlando.
Yeah, it's like double-digit episodes ago.
Oh, yeah. A long time ago. It was one of our first 10 or 15. I don't remember.
Yeah, I was in the teens, I think.
It was in the teens. It was the teen era.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, obviously they're doing relocating from Hawaii to Orlando. They're doing a lot for the game, so I don't see it going away anytime soon. So, hey, what do you know?
Yeah, but I think with Eifert not wanting to play in a Pro Bowl again because it's known as a meaningless game to some players. Actually, a lot of players for that matter. And, you know, a lot of players not putting full effort, like Aaron Rodgers said. I think we might soon start seeing the trend of players not wanting to play in the game because it's meaningless now. Well, it's always been meaningless because there's nothing.
There's nothing like the MLB All-Star game.
There's nothing you're playing. You're not playing for anything.
I mean, you get money. They're playing. You know, winners get like $600,000 and the losers get like $400,000 because that's such a worse thing.
Yeah.
I'll take your winnings. If you don't want it, you'll want
it. Or you can just donate it to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of them donate it. I'll take it.
No, to me instead of you.
I mean, you can get the losers. I'll get the winners. Like, whatever.
Hey, you know what? I ain't mad at that, man. I ain't mad at that. So, hey, well,
I got loan debts, man. I got student loan debts. I got to pay back.
Me too. Oh, I'm in the same boat with you, bro.
I know, man. We both got paddles.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, that concludes our show.
Yeah, it's a good show, man.
Yeah, good show.
Do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about next episode?
Yes, we have another conference preview for you guys. We're going to talk about the American Athletic Conference.
The AAC. Arguably the most.
It's probably the best.
The best group, Power Five. Group Five.
Group of Five conference, yes. Yeah, so many. It's top heavy from the East and West divisions.
It's top heavy for you.
Oh yeah.
The West. I'm covering the West. Jeremiah will be covering the East. I'm covering the East. Jeremiah will be covering
the West. Yeah, I'm covering the West. Yeah.
Nope, I flipped it on you. You look so scared.
I was like, dude. We talked about this yesterday.
No, I'm sorry. I'm covering the East. He's covering the West.
Yeah.
I got like two. The top two teams are the heavy teams.
I have like four teams that are really good. It's top heavy in the West. That's why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, whatever. You know? I mean, I didn't want to talk about the West.
Well, anyways, thanks for tuning into the Golden State Media Conference Football Podcast. You can catch us on iTunes each and every week, Monday through Thursday. We will have new episodes on those days. You can follow us on Twitter at GSMC_football, as well as on Instagram at the same handle, that is at GSMC_football. And you can like us on Facebook at Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. And not only can you listen to us on iTunes, you can also listen to us on Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, and SoundCloud, and as well as on the GSMCpodcast.com website. You can listen to this show, my baseball show, Alex's sports show, soccer show, and all of our other great shows. Yes.
That was great, man. Oh, thank you. You didn't forget anything either.
No. All right. Boom. I know. I'm always worried you're going to forget something.
I'm
like, did I forget anything, Alex? No. I got it today, man. I'm on it today.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Proud of you, man. All right. Well, hey, it's time to get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here, man.
All right. We'd like to thank you guys for listening. As always, I am Alex.
And I'm Jeremiah.
And we will see you guys on our next episode.